ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Select purports from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 11, Calculation of Time from the Atom. The atomic description of the Srimad Bhagavatam is almost the same as the modern science of atomism, and this is further described in the Paramanuvada of the sage Kanada. In modern science also, the atom is accepted as the ultimate indivisible particle of which the universe is composed. Srimad Bhagavatam is the full text of all descriptions of knowledge, including the theory of atomism. The atom is the minute, subtle form of eternal time. Time and space are two correlative terms. Time is measured in terms of its covering a certain space of atoms. Standard time is calculated in terms of the movement of the sun. The time covered by the sun in passing over an atom is calculated as atomic time. The greatest time of all covers the entire existence of the non-dual manifestation. All the planets rotate and cover space, and space is calculated in terms of atoms. Each planet has its particular orbit for rotating, in which it moves without deviation. And similarly, the sun planet has its orbit. The complete calculation of the time of creation, maintenance, and dissolution, measured in terms of the circulation of the total planetary systems until the end of creation, is known as the supreme kala. So it is calculated that if a second is divided into 1,687.5 parts, each part is the duration of a truti, which is the time occupied in the integration of 18 atomic particles. Such a combination of atoms into different bodies creates the calculation of material time. The sun planet is the central point for calculating all different durations. So by calculation it is found that one laghu is equal to 2 minutes. The atomic calculation of time in terms of Vedic wisdom may be converted into present time with this understanding. And so it is advised herein that the bore in the copper measuring pot must be made with a probe weighing not more than 4 masha and measuring not longer than 4 fingers. This regulates the diameter of the hole. The pot is submerged in water, and the overflooding time is called a danda. And this is another way of measuring the duration of a danda, just as time is measured by sand in a glass. It appears that in the days of Vedic civilization, there was no dearth of knowledge in physics, chemistry, or higher mathematics. Measurements were calculated in different ways as simply as could be done. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the sun planet is the eye of the Supreme, and it rotates in its particular orbit of time. Similarly, beginning from the sun planet down to the atom, all bodies are under the influence of the Kala Chakra, or the orbit of eternal time, and each of them has a scheduled orbital time of 1 Sangvatsara. the subject matters of physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, time, and space dealt with in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam are certainly very interesting to students of the particular subject. But as far as we are concerned, we cannot explain them very thoroughly in terms of technical knowledge. The subject is summarized by the statement that above all the different branches of knowledge is the supreme control of Kala, which is the plenary, full representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing exists without Krishna, and therefore everything, however wonderful it may appear to our meager knowledge, is but the work of the magical wand of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Now, as far as time is concerned, we beg to subjoin herewith a table of timings in terms of the modern clock. 1 chuti equals 1 second times 8/13,500. 1 veda equals 1 second times 8/135. 1 lava equals 1 second times 8/45. 1 nimesha is 1 second times 8/15. 1 kshana equals 1 second times 8/5. 1 kashta equals 8 seconds. 1 lagu equals 2 minutes. 1 danda equals 30 minutes. 1 prahara equals 3 hours. 1 day and 1 night are 12 hours each. 1 paksha equals 15 days. 2 pakshas comprise 1 month, and 12 months comprise 1 calendar year, or 1 full orbit of the sun. And a human being is expected to live up to 100 years. And so that is the way of the controlling measure of eternal time. The partial dissolution of the universe, which takes place at the end of Lord Brahma's day, does not affect all the planetary systems. For the planets of highly learned living entities, like the sages Sanaka and Bhrigu, are not affected by the dissolutions of the millenniums. All the planets are of different types, and each is controlled by a different Kala Chakra, or schedule of eternal time. The time of the Earth planet is not applicable to other, more elevated planets. Therefore, herein, Vidura inquires from Maitreya about the duration of life on other planets. Those who have reached the highest perfectional stage of mystic power, and who can see everything in past, present, and future, are known as Trikalajna. The devotees of the Lord, similarly, can see everything clearly that is in the revealed scriptures. The devotees of Lord Sri Krishna can very easily understand the science of Krishna, as well as the situation of both material and spiritual creations, without difficulty. Devotees do not have to endeavor for any yoga siddhi or perfection in mystic powers. No, devotees are competent to understand everything by the grace of Krishna, who is sitting in everyone's heart as Param Atma or Super Soul. The years of the demigods are equal to 360 years of humankind. As aforementioned, 1 year of the demigods is equal to 360 years of the human being. In the Satya Millennium, complete execution of religious principles prevailed. Gradually, the principles of religion decreased by one part in each of the subsequent millenniums. In other words, at present, there is one part religion and three parts irreligion. Therefore, people in this age are not very happy. When Lord Brahma goes to sleep in his nighttime, the three planetary systems below Lord Brahma's planet are all submerged in the water of devastation. And in his sleeping condition, Brahmaji dreams about Garbhodakashayi Vishnu and takes instruction from the Lord for the rehabilitation of the devastated area of space. The duration of life of a Manu comprises 71 sets of the four millenniums as described in the Vishnu Purana. The duration of life of one Manu is about 852,000 years in the calculation of the demigods, or in the calculation of human beings, 306,720,000 years. In this chapter, there is an explanation of the night of Brahmaji, which is the effect of the influence of time in touch with an insignificant portion of the modes of material nature in darkness. The dissolution of the three worlds is effected by the incarnation of darkness, Rudra, represented by the fire of eternal time which blazes over the three worlds. These three worlds are known as Bhu, Bhuva, and Sva, or Patala, Martya, and Svarga. The innumerable living entities merge into that dissolution, which appears to be the dropping of the curtain of the scene of the Supreme Lord's energy, and so everything becomes silent. And so it is understood that the glare of the sun and moon disappear from the sphere of the three worlds, but the sun and moon themselves do not vanish. They appear in the remaining portion of the universe, which is beyond the sphere of the three worlds. The portion in dissolution remains without sun rays or moon glow. It all remains dark and full of water, and there are indefatigable winds. It is said that the blazing fire from the mouth of Lord Sankarsana rages for 100 years of the demigods, or 36,000 human years. Then, for another 36,000 years, there are torrents of rain, accompanied by violent winds and waves, and the seas and oceans overflow. These reactions of 72,000 years are the beginning of the partial devastation of the three worlds. Unfortunately, people forget all these devastations of the worlds and instead think themselves happy in their material progress of so-called civilization. This is what is meant by the word Maya, or that which is not. We should not understand the sleeping condition of the Lord to be the same as our sleep, for here the word Yoga Nidra is specifically mentioned, which indicates that the Lord's sleeping condition is also a manifestation of Krishna's internal potency. We should always remember that whenever the word yoga is used, it should be understood to refer to that which is transcendental. In the transcendental stage, all activities are always present, and they are glorified by prayers of great sages like Bhrigu. According to the Padma Purana, the Prabhasa Kanda, In 30 days of Lord Brahma's time, many kalpas take place, such as the Varaha Kalpa and Pitri Kalpa. 30 days make 1 month of Lord Brahma's time, beginning from the full moon to the disappearance of the moon. 12 such months complete 1 year, and 50 years complete 1 parardha, or half the duration of the life of Brahmaji. The Shweta Varaha appearance of Lord Krishna is the first birthday of Lord Brahma. The birth date of Brahmaji is in the month of March, according to Hindu astronomical calculation. This statement is reproduced from the explanation of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Finally, the millennium following the Brahma Kalpa is known as the Padma Kalpa because the universal lotus grows in that millennium. The Padma Kalpa is also called the Pitri Kalpa in certain Puranas. Recorded April 6, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
The answer was